coming up in sports.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. This is not just for me, is it?
Yeah.
I have died and gone to radio hell.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's not so bad.
Oh, this is awful. Okay,
well, in fact, I had this cassette tape when I was a kid. It's called Jingle Cats.
Okay. All right, well, good. Since you've already had it, because we were going to burn you a CD of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I don't.
What's this wee stuff?
Okay, I was going to, yeah.
Well, I've lost the tape. Go on ahead and do it.
If you
want to.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. We can do that. In the meantime, you know, we haven't played any country. Well, yeah, we did. We played the Trees on Fire,
yes.
Didn't we? But
I had Robert O'Keefe, too.
Yeah.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
Sad.
Yeah, that's Alan Jackson there with that country favorite for you.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that Alan Jackson song.
Really?
Well, no.
There you go. Aren't you glad you're working in our radio world now?
Yeah. Yes,
I am.
We
both learned something. Scott has put a new wrinkle in both of our brains this
morning.
Okay,
that's it. That's what we're all about, is because smooth brains are not good. They need to be wrinkled.
Increasing gray matter.
A giant asteroid is set to buzz the Earth this week. Poses
cool.
No threat, though. Oh, dang. Now, I wonder if this is the one that maybe the Mayans miscalculated. May have miscalculated the date, may have miscalculated the size. This may have been the biggie, and they didn't know it.
Could be.
At its closest proximity, which will be Wednesday, it's 4.3 trillion miles from here. Oh, okay. Never mind. It's about 18 times the distance between the Earth to the Moon. But in addition to figuring out the asteroid's composition, which gives them clues about the early days of the solar system, astronomers are also interested in the asteroid because it's shaped like a peanut. Wow. It's long and narrow.
It's Jimmy Carter 107.
That's right.
God.
With distinct lobes, one smaller than the other. Astronomers think this may have gotten its shape after being partially hit by another celestial body, thus chipping away parts.
Or maybe it was shaped like an apple and a giant space worm ate around it to where all that's left is the core.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, Kat. I'm glad that we're two. Yeah.
We're just two peas in a pod.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What was that? What was it that got eaten? It was a giant worm. Is that it?
It's a giant. No, the worm didn't get eaten.
Okay.
It's just this giant space worm that consumed portions of the planet until
it was just
an apple core shape floating through space.
She's been hanging out with Mr. Downs and the sci-fi crew up here.
Yeah, no, that's
no.
True. The world's first spider-naut survived its trip to space. Spider-naut. Nefertiti, the spider, spent 42 million miles, or was sent on a 42 million mile trip. On the International Space Station, the little arachnid arrived safely back on Earth, but sadly she dropped dead a short time later. Wow. Well, she figured she'd seen it all by then, right?
Sure.
And
as spiders go, I mean, that's a lot of traveling.
Now, what's interesting is they say now it's because they don't really, do they?
No, they
basically
do is
just go around in circles.
Well, they get those little. Haven't you ever seen Charlotte's Web? They have those little parachute things, and bye, Wilbur.
Oh, they could, but I mean, once they get to their place, they pretty much walk around in circles.
They're kind of homebodies.
They walk around in circles.
Anyway,
walk around in circles.
So, 4 days after being placed on display at the Smithsonian, she died. Huh? I guess she didn't want the attention.
Oh.
So we got apples that taste like grapes. Okay.
Yep.
Grapples. All right. So why not coconut-flavored pineapples?
Hmm.
Ooh, now we're moving into the bar scene.
Uh-huh, exactly. They're called Os Festival.
Os Festival.
Which is the official fruit of
I don't know.
Festivus.
Gosh. It suggests that they might have been created in Australia. The fruit is sweet, low acid, very juicy. Researchers didn't set out to create the coconut-flavored pineapple. It's just they were looking for a nice flavor. Commercial developers are in the process of multiplying the Os Festival and expect it to be available to the public in about 2 years.
How exciting.
And, you know, they've done this. They've done this from time to time. Obviously, they have been able to actually create fruits now so that we U.S. Americans and other people will go spend too much money on it.
Someone call Bacardi.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my
exactly.
God.
Oh, I'm sure. No, I don't.
I mean, that'll be in every bar, trendy bar in the world.
I don't think you're wrong about that. That's probably right. Oh, you know.
As long as it doesn't taste like sunscreen.
One of the things that. I don't know what sunscreen tastes like.
The smell of sunscreen.
Oh, okay.
That's
right.
Up there with, that's up there with earwax.
That's different. Okay, that's different. I didn't know if you were eating sunscreen at home.
Well, it gets in your mouth on occasion by mistake.
Yeah, if you happen to be putting it on
sure
your lips,
nasty.
That's probably true. So anyway, Christmas time is the time when we like to think of others who are not as fortunate as we are.
Like Scott DeLucia.
That's exactly right. According to the New York Post, this year, Wall Street Christmas bonuses expected to be the lowest in years.
Oh, that's horrible.
It is. The average Wall Street worker's bonus expected to be just $101,000 this year. That's almost 50% down from the bonuses in 2006.
Should we do Christmas angels for Wall
Street? Man, I'm telling you, bonuses,
bonuses
haven't been this low since the financial crisis back in 08. Last year, the average Wall Street bonus was $121,150. And in 2010, it was $138,000. So, I mean, the average Wall Street salary in 2011, average, okay, $362,000. One of the Goldman Sachs employees crying, I mean, really, said this is just an absolute bloodbath, an absolute bloodbath. I mean, can you imagine just getting $101,000 as a Christmas bonus?
Extra.
Well, yeah, well, that's the bonus.
That's just
I mean,
gross.
What just what are you going to do? It's obvious they're going to have to work harder. I guess they need to get cut little pictures of kittens and puppies on their desk so that they can perform at a higher level next year. So once again, want to thank all the people on Wall Street for helping us. Because we race to see what the Wall Street, you know, if you're invested, you wait to see what the stock market has done, and instead they're taking home bonuses of...
Let's throw them off the fiscal cliff.
There you go.
With New-